Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple of years ago, he was our conspiracy theorist guy, and he had some wacky thoughts, man. I love that Richard Murphy. He's on the line with us.
And he's also a, what do they call it, a prepper.
Yeah,
prepper.
Survivalist.
Yes.
Prepper, mm-hmm. All those words. Okay. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Where are you right now?
I am currently northbound in Saskatchewan, Canada, heading to Saskatoon with a 65,000 pounds of steel on board.
Whoa. Oh, I love Saskatchewan this time of year.
God, you're living the dream,
beautiful.
It actually is very nice today. It's very, very nice.
Yeah.
You know, BJ has this weird, I don't know if you've known this all the years you've worked with him. He has this very weird fascination with wanting to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just found out about that recently, and that's I never would have pegged him at that. But yet, at the same time, he fits the image a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot like you, Richard. People get on my nerves. You know what I mean? And so I'm somewhat of a loner, you know?
Yeah. And
true. This is definitely a loner lifestyle. I will definitely admit that.
And it's like being in a recliner, but with gas.
Yeah.
You're moving.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea that, you know, you drive and drive and drive, and you just pull over and crawl in the sack there in the same vehicle that you just drove with. You're in your own world, man. I love that.
You know what's crazy, though, is like, so I do have my little bunk in the back, and when I sleep in my queen-size bed when I get home for one night a week, I just sleep in that little small bunk area. I does not feel comfortable to take up the whole bed.
Oh, that's
funny.
I'm
just so conditioned now to sit, just to sleep in the little tiny house in the back.
I didn't even think about that, but that would be true. Like, whatever you get used to. This is your dream, BJ, and you don't have to take showers. Yeah. You don't have to change clothes.
And I fully get what you're saying because I'm married, so I have my bunk area too, you know? So I feel like I'm already conditioned for it.
I will tell you, though, the truck stops, my idea of what they were all about was completely different. So when I started, you know, I'd stop off before I started driving truck, you'd see those big signs that say professional drivers. And it was like this big locker room area. And so when I started training, my trainer goes, okay, we're going to go and take a shower. And I'm thinking, so is this going to be like Top Gun where it's instead of buff bods and towels, it's going to be beer bellies and beards, you know? And I walk up there and the guy goes, team shower. And I looked at him and said, dude, I'm showering on my own. and he goes, no, we get a discount because we're driving together. So it's like two for one. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a learning curve there.
There is. And so then I get my ticket and it says, okay, here's your ticket for your now serving number 69. Yeah. And I kid you not, it was 69. And I'm like, whoa, I don't want the deluxe treatment. Okay. I just let me go and just take a shower.
Yeah.
And so I went, and it's actually very nice. It's a like your own private bathroom shower. It's all tiled. It's very well cleaned. But I will say the truck stops are like hotels. So like Love's is like the Hilton of truck stops. And then you have Flying J and Pilot, which are kind of like the the Hilton, or like maybe the Holiday Inn or the Ramada.
Oh, I didn't know that they had like four stars.
Yeah. They do. And then you get to like TAs, that's like Motel 6. And then you have all these other ones that are just like roach motels that you're like, you walk in, and I have turned around and walked out and said, I had no idea.
So the Love one is the best one? Is that what you're saying?
Loves is the best. It is definitely the deal. And then different states, their rest stops are completely different. I will tell you, Canada's rest stops suck. They are non-existent.
Wow.
And Montana, which you would think would be like an outhouse, they have private bathrooms. Which is like I never would have imagined. Go to Washington State. Washington State looks like they just refabbed a 1960s one and did a really bad job. Like they're just.
We only have 48 more states to go there. Richard Murphy used to be the conspiracy theorist right here on our show a couple of years ago. He now went into a different career. He's driving trucks. I will tell you, there's a Love's truck stop in my hometown. So when I go back, I literally can spend 2 hours in a Love's truck stop because they have all these little gadgets and little doodads that you can buy. It's really cool.
Yeah, and if you're a professional truck driver, you get the little rewards card, and you earn points. You know, my fill-up is like $500 to fill up my truck when their tanks are half full. Ooh. So you earn all these bonus points. So, you know, you go in and, like, basically I can eat and drink for free just using my points rewards card.
Oh,
all right, so here's what I really want to know. And Richard, we've been buddies for a long time. By the way, we miss you here. And
I miss you guys terribly.
Aw. But let's just be honest. Is there such thing as lot lizards?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
There is.
They're not as prevalent as what I once understand, but a lot of them, like you won't find them at Love's, but some of those roach motel shops you do.
Oh, they're and crawling all over the place.
It is crazy. Like I never thought that I was like, that's just lore, you know, legend from the past. Nope, I've seen them.
And
it's super scary.
So how does that?
And I feel bad for them because they've obviously their life is like just totally just gone off the rails.
Right. So like, what do you do? Like honk honk, and then that means that you want to be honked, or how does that work?
I've never made that type of business arrangement, so I don't know how it goes.
Good answer.
I just say a little prayer for him, and I just go, man.
No. From what I understand,
that person is in a rough place.
Yeah.
From what I understand, that's Richard, true. It's really they make the first move. What happens is that you're parked there at a truck stop and minding your own business, maybe watching a little TV or in your bunk in the back, and all of a sudden you get this on your window.
And then she said, "Hey, do you want to see my mud flaps?"
Oh, right. Wow,
she does
awful.
Not
that's
say mud flaps. Jamie, she doesn't say mud flaps.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
I thought that was the secret term.
Yeah.
I think the term is honk.
But it's I don't think it's as prevalent as it used to be, and especially with all the trafficking stuff that's going on now, I think that I think that's being watched, and they ask us to keep an eye out for that stuff because you never know who's going to be showing up. But there are some people that are in rough shape. And, you know, I've driven through Portland. Portland is beat down by all of the stuff that's been going on there. Yeah. And same with Seattle. So, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, you see a lot that, you know, most of us never saw before, but driving a truck, you know, and you take these little back ways to try to get around traffic, and all of a sudden you come across these areas, and you're just like, what did I just drive into?
Hey, you know, Richard, one of the things that Jamie's talked about on the show many, many, many times is she'd love to be able to take a truck and hit one of those off-ramps.
Yeah,
those ramps, runaway ramps that stop you. Have you done that yet? Just for
I have
fun
not,
of it?
And I've seen tracks, and it had to have been absolutely terrifying, and the bill to get out of it and also to repair it and put it back to is so expensive. I would never want to have to be able to do that. I'm grateful they're there.
I
would never want to do it.
I read somewhere where the bill to repair that runaway ramp and to get your truck towed out of there was somewhere around $5,000 to $6,000.
I believe it. Oh. Totally believe it.
Come on, let's go do it totally for fun. I want to do it for fun. You guys are no
fun. Well, you win the Powerball, baby, and I'll drive it.
Okay, all right. That's good. That's good.
Richard, good talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, we love you, Richard.
We love you, buddy.
Maybe we'll check in with you again in a few months.
All right, I'd love to do that.
All right.
Perfect. I love Richard.
I like Richard a lot.
Yeah, we miss you, Richard.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, take care of yourself, buddy, and be careful out there.
All right, peace out.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.